Hey, Devin, before you re-signed with New England, what did you know about the Eagles' interest in you?
That there was a possibility of some interest, but didn't really get too far into it, really.
Now, there was a report that they offered more money. So was that exchanged at all, or did it get that far?
Oh, that was a long time ago. It's like week 12, I don't remember.
Devin, I don't know how closely you're following the Rutgers situation, but with Flood getting fired, do you have any thoughts on who should or could be the next head coach there?
I'm not sure. I had a real good relationship with Flood, so hate to see him go. But I'd be lying to you if I said I knew anything about, you know, who could or should be the next head coach. I mean, obviously, you know, only guy I've seen name is like Coach Shiano, which I know him. I know he could do a great job, but other than that, I really wouldn't know who, you know, could be another good possibility.
Hey, Devin, if I could ask you about a guy you've been with for 3 years in the secondary, and Daron Harmon, just kind of like what you've seen from him, you know, and how he's kind of grown these 3 years, and it seems like he's taken on a bigger role this year. Is that kind of how you see it too?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing, like you said, is his growth. He's continued to grow as a player. He hasn't really, you know, been complacent with, you know, any success he's had, or, you know, any time he's done well. You know, you look back last year on the Baltimore game where he had a big play, made some plays throughout that game, and, you know, his focus this offseason was to get better and be on the field more, and I'm just happy for him because his hard work is paying off, and you see him out there making a ton of plays for us, and, you know, a big reason why we've been able to be successful in the secondary.
Do you think that kind of had, you know, when you guys lost, like, you know, the guys in the secondary that you did during the offseason, do you think the fact that you had guys like Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler and Harmon, that kind of, like, eased that a little bit?
Definitely. You know, obviously you lose some really good players, and you got some young guys who have made some plays, been out there a little bit, but not full time. You know, I think a lot of people wonder what's next, what's going to happen. I think, but for us, we knew the type of guys we had here. We knew they were hard workers. We knew, you know, they had talent. They just need to get out there. I think, you know, it was a real calming feeling here. You know, we were fully confident in the guys we had in this locker room, and I think it showed throughout this season.
Hey, Devin, when you look at the Eagles' offense and you guys are game planning, who are some of the guys that you guys look at more attentively and some of the threats that you account for?
I think that's what's tough about them. You really can't go out there and say, you know, I'm only going to stop, you know, one or two guys, because either Bradford or Sanchez, whoever's out there, they do a good job of, you know, running the offense and finding open guys. So, I mean, obviously all three backs are really good. Ertz and Selleck have made a ton of plays. When you combine, you know, the amount of catches and yards they have, you know, it's a top tight end combination. And, you know, then with the receivers, I think they all go deep. You know, obviously Matthews has a lot of targets. So, you know, he sticks out for him. But, you know, whether it's Riley Cooper, Huff, Aggo, they're all out there making plays. So it's hard to really focus on one or two guys. I think this is a week where we all got to kind of do our job and play together to stop, you know, whatever, you know, the go-to guy is on whatever specific play that is.
Hey, Devin, both the Eagles safeties, Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman, they're converted cornerbacks. What does it take to make that conversion from corner to safety?
I think, you know, if you probably talk to those guys, they probably have a high knowledge of the game, especially, you know, in the secondary and knowing how everything works. I think, you know, that's the biggest thing. If you have a good understanding of it, you got to obviously be good physical, strong tacklers to move, because at safety, you're in different situations than you are at corner. And, you know, I think both those guys really helps, you know, with their coverage abilities, put them in tough spots that you really normally wouldn't ask safeties to do. Both those guys go out there and do those things at a high level. And, you know, I've been able to see them a lot, you know, through common opponents. So definitely, you know, turn on a silly defense when we're playing the team just to see how those two guys play, because I think they're similar to myself and Chung on how we're actually playing our defense.